The American Peanut Council, made up of all the segments of the peanut industry, met in Washington recently. They discussed a lot of major topics, including a meeting of the Peanut Foundation, as the foundation revealed the projects they are working on in research around the world. They gave an update on the genomics project, which is a $6 million project over the next 3 years to map the gene of a peanut and to help find markers along those genes that might help farmers to do a better job, such as drought resistance. Another committee was the tote bag committee. The shellers are trying to figure out a way to keep the peanut quality top-notch, as peanuts are carried now in a tote bag of about 2,200 pounds per tote bag. That is being shipped around the world. Also, there was a grower meeting. Growers from all the various 11 states had an opportunity to discuss issues that affect them during this meeting. The marketing committee talked about what's happening in marketing and new ideas. The sustainability committee talked about how to not have so much waste at your factory. Featured speakers were Ken Anderson, partner with Haig Brown and Bone Steel of Los Angeles, talking about what happens if you have a recall and what to do if you get a recall and try to prevent it. Bringing Back the Fun, that was presented by Mike Gianelli. He is with Hormel Foods. Now they own Skippy Peanut Butter. And the Breeders' Perspective on Peanut Genomics, talking about what can be done in the future to make peanuts more healthy. That's an update from the American Peanut Council meeting in Washington. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.